Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The weather is confused. Our gardens and lawns are confused. Nature is confusing all of us, but for some clarification, coming up February 23rd through the 26th at the Convention Center is the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, an annual tradition, except for that one year, but we'll leave that one out of it. And joining me this morning is Christy Gonzalez, the president of Northeast Expos, to talk about said Connecticut Flower and Garden Show. Christy, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, Mother Nature doesn't know what it wants to do. Like, it's warm, it's cold, it's snowing, it's raining, it's sunny, it's cloudy. I don't know if we're on the East Coast or the West Coast, but everyone's looking in their backyard or they're looking at, you know, produce in the store. It's going up, everything's going up, and they're getting an itch. They're getting this, they don't know what it is, but they want to start planting again. And then, boom, perfect timing, Connecticut Flower and Garden Show.
Yeah, absolutely. People need to start planting that early for their seeds. You can get seeds in the ground in March. You can do a spring crop. There's just so many things at the show that you can be educated about and make your household successful and sustainable.
And that's
so that
one,
you don't have to pay all those prices at the grocery store.
And that's one thing, you know, COVID took a step back in a lot of people's lives. And people, I think, started realizing that gardening and growing flowers and growing plants, it's relaxing, it's rewarding, and people are realizing that again, and they want to do something, whether it's growing orchids, the mystery plant that everyone seems to have issues growing, or something as simple as a tomato. People want to get back to that and understand how things grow in their own backyard and what works in their backyard.
Absolutely. And it's also, I think, an opportunity to educate your family and your children that you can sustain yourselves without going to the big food stores. And it tastes better. Mm-hmm. And again, as you have said, it's satisfying. You've done this yourself. You can grow your basil, your lettuce, your tomatoes, your peppers. You don't have to start huge. You can just put a few plants in, and the crop that you can receive from just a few plants can sustain your household.
And I mean, it's one of those things, that's what the Flower and Garden Show is. If you're questioning, well, I want to grow this, or I want to do this, or how can I do this in my backyard? There's no better place to go than a Connecticut Flower and Garden Show in Connecticut, New England, and on the East Coast for that matter, to learn how to do these things. If you have questions, these are the people that, you know, have the businesses and have the knowledge right here in your own backyard to go talk to.
Well, absolutely. So we also, February 23rd through the 26th, we have a full lineup of seminars. There's a seminar, No Dig Gardening. So Charlie Nardozzi can educate you. You don't even have to have a garden outside. You can just do it from a pot. We have Len Giddix, The Reflection in Your Garden.
We love Len. The name's probably familiar to a lot of our listeners. Len is just a gardening, no pun intended, fountain of knowledge.
He is a fountain of knowledge. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, too. Very educating, opening, successful seed starting by Don Petinelli out of UConn. We have Ellen Ector Ogden, six steps to a successful kitchen garden design. That is, walk out your back door, have your herbs, have the most beneficial ingredients for your recipes. Carrie Ann Mendez, Gardening Simplified. Then we can move on to all the other seminars that we have. We have houseplant diagnostics, how to create monarch butterflies. We have seminars on roses, a lot with natives. Just going back to your roots, going back to the basics of what everybody has come from.
And that's one of the interesting things is, you know, we always hear about these invasive species plants or the native plants. Like, you know, if you're growing or trying to grow flowers or garden fruits or vegetables that are native to this area, you're already like ahead of the game. You know, people, like, I don't think enough people understand that growing stuff that usually grows here is a lot easier to grow than things that don't grow here. So going to the flower and garden show and learning what can grow easily takes so much stress out of growing something for the first time.
Absolutely. Lorraine Bellotto, Easy Breezy Plants. Paul Split, Organic Container Gardening. All of my seminar speakers are local. They all pretty much have books out there that can also educate. You can purchase the books at the store. We have a Barnes & Noble cafe. Come and have a coffee. Come and meet the authors. We have a ton of things going on at the Flower and Garden Show.
And like I'm looking Pam Cooper, Good Bug, Bad Bug, or Benign Bug. The biggest thing, you know, like we get them a lot, air quotes on the radio, ladybugs, but are they the beneficial ladybugs or are they not the beneficial ladybugs? Knowing something as simple as what to look for in your garden to keep versus remove also takes so much stress away. These are the things that you're going to learn at the Connecticut Flower and Garden, February 23rd through the 26th. It is. It's like a four-day seminar. It's amazing.
We've been focusing so much on the seminars, but there are also over 20 fully landscaped displays that you can just enjoy spring, smell spring, see spring, hear spring. We have the Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut with their design and horticulture competition and photography competition that you can just stroll through and enjoy, and hundreds of booths selling different products. Again, the seeds, the pollinator seeds, gardening tools. There's just so much. You could spend the whole day there.
You could spend a couple days there, let's be honest. Like,
you buy a
ticket for a couple days. Because, you know, it's, again, winter being what it is, if it's a crummy day, somewhere between the 23rd and 26th of February, you can go there and sit in one of these beautiful hardscaped gardens, patio displays, and just relax for a couple hours in nature inside of the convention.
Yes.
Set. Like, you're bringing spring indoors for us to kind of get a sample of, which I thank you for.
Well, thank you. Well, so even now, if you want to come out to my greenhouse, I have 3,000 square feet of sod in my greenhouse. I walk in there every morning and I'm like, hey, this is beautiful. There's green grass.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's whetting people's appetites. And like we talked about earlier that, you know, people have gotten back to those roots in COVID. People are starting to get their kids involved with these things and understanding gardening. Like where we go camping, we can't plant anything in the ground. So we have all our tomato plants in big container garden. So we have a couple in this container, a couple in that container. And needless to say, I rarely get a tomato because the kids, as soon as we get there, run out, they'll grab a couple cherry tomatoes or they'll grab a Roma tomato and then run off to hang out with their friends. And I'm okay with that because they're the ones that understand, you know, the pruning of the tomato plants, where they literally came from and what it took to grow that. So I'm hoping, you know, we can get some families and get kids to realize that this is where these things come from. If it's your local farm or your local co-op, the people that are growing these fresh fruits and vegetables or livestock are right here in our own backyard. There's no need to go to a big box store to buy fresh tomatoes.
No, and absolutely. So then you and your family should come to see Paul Split's Organic Container Gardening Seminar. He is there Thursday and Friday. You can visit the website at www.ctflowershow.com for the full seminar lineup. And Paul is fantastic. He's a wonderful presenter, and it's all organic.
So now, how many years have you been doing the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show?
So this will be our 41st year for the Flower and Garden Show. My parents started the business.
And
so I've been doing it my entire life.
So where I was leading into that is like, over those years, like what has been the thing, this is a curveball question, that you've seen grow that you weren't expecting to grow, if you understand what I mean?
No, I get it. So let me think about that for a second. I think the seminar program, I have been known to, in the industry, to bring quality topics And it's included in the admission. So you pay your, it's $20 at the door, $17 online. I bring quality seminars, and it's amazing to me that every seminar is almost packed. You know, each room has at least 100 seats. People are craving for education. So to me, that's the one thing that I have focused on. The landscape exhibits are always a hit. People, again, there's never enough seating for people to just sit and enjoy, and they just want to hang out and relax and smell that we've already covered, the scents, the sounds, the beauty. The exhibit, the sales booths are like a supplemental type of thing for people to shop, but it's just amazing for me to see the enjoyment on the attendees' faces when they come in.
And it's got to be cool, like, you know, when you're walking around and you hear someone that, hey, I learned this during this seminar, or did you hear about this that so-and-so was talking about? You know, because even if you do buy that $40,000 beautiful backyard patio hardscape, like, it looks gorgeous the day the contractor puts it in, but next year you have to keep an eye on it. Like, you're the one who's in charge of keeping that garden, keeping those shrubs. So that's where those seminars really come in handy. It's
no,
the,
absolutely,
the marriage of everything.
Well, and also, you know, I try to keep a balance on my exhibit booth. You know, people say, well, you didn't have any plants there for sale. I'm like, well, okay, well, this garden center was there. They were selling seeds. They were selling seeds. Then you have the mop guy, you know, steam mop or broom mop. You know, when you come in from the outdoors, you need to clean your floors, and they do a nice job trying to keep it garden related. Mm-hmm. If I kick the broom guy out, the next year people come back like, where's the guy with the brooms?
Yep.
Well, you complain that I had brooms and you were a flower and garden show. So it's like a catch 22, or, you know, I try to keep like health and beauty products, local goat soap. It's a great product. Does it really relate to flower and garden show? No, but it's supporting a local Connecticut crafts person, an artisan that provides a product that they have milked their goats, made the soap, and then they're here just trying to sell their wares and survive.
Yeah, and there's,
you
know,
you need to support those people.
And a lot of those people do use botanical oils and stuff like that. You know, I was just thinking as you're saying, like, that homemade, those, you know, cottage industry things is like bees. A lot more people have started doing beekeeping in apiaries. So, like, I have a beard. Well, a lot of beard products use beeswax, like natural beeswax. Right. So I'm like, you can have a guy or a gal selling beard products that's made with all natural beeswax that they now harvest the bees, but they have to grow the flowers for the bees to get the pollen. Like, it's this synergy of ecosystem that in one way, everything's connected to our outdoor life and surviving. February 23rd through the 26th. If people want more information on all the stuff we've been talking about, they want the list of all the seminars and exhibits and all that crazy stuff they can plan for that weekend, ctflowershow.com. It's the official Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, ctflowershow.com. And if you are going, just see, if you, you know, I'm going to be a little conceded on this one. If you see Len, tell him Joey said hi. Like, let's all give Len some guff, if you will. He's a great guy. All the exhibitors are great. Get out there, you know, bring the family and just learn about all these things that are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.